broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And furthermore, we submit to you that, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As you know, every Saturday morning, we're live. Yeah, 6 day a week broadcast on the Sabbath. We do rest. But on Monday through Saturday, we are live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Now, we also do a recap of each show. The first segment, we do a recap of the previous show, right? All right. Then on Saturdays, we first hour do a recap of the previous week's news. So last hour, first hour, we talked about news the networks refuse to use. Liberty Roundtable Live Week in Review. We did that in spades last week. We had a lot of news to cover. I'll tell you that right now. You know, it's amazing how much news we can really cover on this talk show in a week. And we always have unique topics to talk about. Sometimes it's topics the mainstream press talks about, but of course we cover it in a whole different way than they do. I'll tell you that right now. Sometimes it's not topics the mainstream press is willing to even discuss. All right. So it depends on the topic and what's happening. But I'm telling you, always unique talk radio. So the first hour last week, we covered the whole week, literally, 11 hours of radio. Well, we're doing the same thing today, and it all starts now. Second hour on Saturday, we actually had a very fascinating show. We had on two people. Our first guest was Kevin Blake. He's the state director of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Does a great job. He's been on the radio with us plenty of times, etc. That's not the unique part, although, you know, having him on is always fun. He always brings a lot of good commentary to the table and more analysis and such. But we also had on Kevin's nephew, Jackson Blake. He's age 11. An 11-year-old is a conservative in the making, if you will. He thinks Democrats are criminals, and he's ready to learn. Anyway, we had him on the radio with us, and it was fascinating to kind of hear what he had to say, kind of a young person's opinion on things. You know, it's fascinating. Oftentimes, we think politics is an old white man's game, and we're hoping that changes. You know, a lot of people believe politics is just fun bantering back and forth or you know, let's have an argument or a debate or let's just get crazy on our own ideas or let's just stop. It's just a difference of opinion or, hey, this is criminal versus non-criminal discussions. You know, people can go all day about what politics is or is not. And I submit to you, there really is no such thing as politics. That's just the way they want us to believe. Well, you don't talk about politics. You don't talk about religion in polite company, right? But I submit to you, there's nothing political and there's nothing necessarily divisionary. If you think about it from a moral point of view, all things discussed have moral origins, all right? We don't discuss things to be right or to be proven wrong or to, okay, we should discuss these things to determine what is the best moral high road course forward. And that's what we ought to do. That's what we ought to talk about. So President Trump, for example, vetoed a congressional attempt to keep him from obtaining funding for a Mexico border wall, right? He says the reckless resolution by Congress would have endangered Americans. Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, but I have the power and authority to veto it, says the president. So the debate's on. It's over funding for a border wall. It's over a national emergency, supposedly. Now, let's get a few things clear on this topic. Number one, Congress does control the purse strings of spending. That's beyond debate. The president does have the authority and the responsibility, in my humble opinion, to take care of our nation. And these checks and balances are designed for a reason, to make sure that somebody doesn't just run off and do what they ought not do. So do I think President Trump should have declared a, quote, national emergency? No, I don't think he has authority to do so. I think the Congress is right. And I think Rand Paul pointed this out better than most. Hey, you know what? I support you in your wall building, Donald, and I support you in your trying to protect America. I agree with you. But you can't do it by forcing Congress when you, President, don't control the purse strings. Rand Paul's right on that. Let's take another side of the coin, though. Donald does have authority to unilaterally act when America is threatened and there's an emergency. There is an understanding between Congress and the president in the sharing of delegated authority. With the checks and balances in place, the president does have the right to act quickly when he feels like there's a threat on our border. But at some point, the quick action protecting our nation in an emergency situation doesn't translate into long-term force of spending by the president putting Congress over a barrel. So, you know, it reminds me a little bit of a husband and a wife. You know, should the husband just say, listen, you know what, honey, I am the man and I'm in charge. And you know what? I appreciate your input, your opinion, but I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Is that how it ought to go? I think not. How it ought to go between a husband and a wife is they ought to get down on their knees. And they ought to humbly pray to God for inspiration. And back to the, this is full circle now to this discussion that I said there is nothing political here. It is nothing divisionary here. It's about the moral high road. It's a matter of what ought we to do and what should we do? And I think that the leaders of Congress and the president should be getting on their knees and saying, how can we find a way forward that's meaningful? Doesn't matter if I'm right or you're right or they're wrong. What matters is what is the best moral way forward. And I believe the best moral way forward would be for us to quit debating a wall and quit arguing about a wall and quit using partisan politics and quit having this divide that you got to have a winner. And whenever there's a winner by nature, there's a loser. And okay, we got to stop all that stuff. And we got to say, look, what's the best for America? And the answer is we do have a national problem at the border. Okay, it does leak like a sieve. It's drug running. It's slave trading. It's sex trafficking. It's disaster. And the drug cartels control both sides of the border. It is disaster. Donald Trump is exactly right. But Congress seems to just want to basically be paralyzed in partisan politics. And Congress wants to spend their time literally trying to prove the president wrong, shutting the president down. Everything the president takes up is bad and horrible, and Donald attacks everybody. And, well, a lot of those things are accurate. But it's also true that there is a way forward that would protect the American people. There is a way forward that would increase national security for our nation. And that's what we need to seek. But see, they're not doing it. And I submit to you, that's why we're not picking the moral high road. We're picking the divisionary low road. Anyway, our prayers are that they come to a consensus of solution, a consensus of national security for the American people. And they can do so constitutionally if they quit their divisionary tactics and if they truly do what's best for America and for we the people, not for their own political dig-in, partisan, divide agendas, okay? We talked about Representative Ocasio-Cortez. She says people should be excited about losing their jobs to automation. And so what I was kind of thinking in response to AOC, maybe we ought to just automate Congress. I mean, all they do is vote yes or no on things anyway, right? And all you got to do is have a computer generate a summary of each bill. And then all you got to do is have the people just weigh in from their, you know, districts, their constituents, and then just let a bot, you know, a congressional avatar bot vote on behalf of the will of the people. You just turn it into a peer democracy. And the people, whatever greater viewpoint, then the robot would just vote in behalf of the people. Or you could create a constitutional robot that would just vote. And so we could automate Congress, folks. And then we could have all the congressmen and women lose their jobs. What do they get paid? $180,000 a piece? Plus all kinds of benefits times 435 in the House? 100 in the Senate. You need to get rid of all those guys. Now, let's be very clear. You know that I'm not serious, right? You know that I understand that's completely unconstitutional. But you also know that I understand Ocasio-Cortez could say that. Well, what if we had automated bartenders, huh? AOC? You know, you automate bartenders and you automate, you know, you can do bartenders. They got these complicated machines that do all kinds of soda pops on the fly and other drinks on the fly, right? All you got to do is have a very complicated liquor machine that could, you know, hey, you could automate all that. A certain amount of this, certain amount of that, certain amount of this, shake that and do this. Hey, a robot machine could make mixed drinks, no problem. So AOC, you wouldn't even have a bartender job before your congressional job if we just automate both of those. So, you know, I appreciate her point. She's kind of saying, hey, we can be excited about the automated repetitive tasks so people can move on to bigger and better things. That's her general point. Where she's wrong is in that, hey, is there enough jobs in our modern society? I think not. You say, well, Sam, there's typically the lowest unemployment ever. What are you talking about? Yeah, but most people don't have jobs that can pay the bills. Do you realize that 40% of the American people make $15 an hour or less? Folks, $15 an hour, I'm not downing who makes $15 an hour, but I am saying that's a struggle to even survive on $15 an hour. And about 15% of the population makes minimum wage. You think that's sustainable, folks? Now, I'm not advocating for government to be involved in raising wages, or I'm against a minimum wage entirely. Because I think it's a private contract in the free market. People can have supply and demand. Hey, if the demand for workers is greater than the supply, then prices will go up. So I don't need a minimum wage. But it's out of control regulation that's part of the problem. And it's this inflation and this taxation and this administration and this regulation that's causing all of the frustration. Liberty Roundtable Live, I'm Sam Bushman.
So, you two are real actors, huh?
Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Mm.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry, they'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting news at your fingertips. I am Sam Bushman bringing you a different focus than you get for the mainstream press. I'll tell you that right now, huh? And they don't even talk about the same things we're talking about hardly, do they? And even when they do, our focus is so different, it is beyond imagination. We have a God, family, and country, a life, liberty, and property type approach. They don't focus on those things hardly at all, folks. To them, it's politics. To me, it's not political at all. It's moral in our discussions. Anyway, we talked about Blockbuster. This is last Saturday's show, remember. Blockbuster, a 9,000-store chain, has closed 8,999 locations. That makes the Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon, the only one left. It's a one of a kind, if you will. Head on to Blockbuster if you want to see old school video rental stuff, huh? Wow, I wonder how that one store is even profitable. Kind of interesting, huh? Whole Foods cuts workers' hours after Amazon introduces minimum wage. Now, this is interesting. They're not talking about the minimum wage that has been in government forever. They're talking about a minimum wage, like a living minimum wage kind of an idea. And it's requiring of folks to think differently, cutting workers' hours and more. You know, this is the point about a minimum wage or government manipulating the wages. Businesses will do what they need to do to survive. They're very crafty, very creative, very cognizant of what it takes to run their businesses. And they have this idea, different from government, by the way, that is you got to bring in more money than you spend or else you're not doing very well. You know, businesses get that pretty good. And when they bring in more money than they're spending, they're doing great. When they spend more money than they're bringing in, they go, well, wait a minute, something's got to change or I'm going to go bust here soon. And it ain't going to be make America great again when I go bust. It's going to be make America sad again when my company closes and I don't have a job for me or the people that I've worked with and that I love, right? Most bosses really appreciate their employees. But the problem is when you give them too much money, then they simply say, well, we've only got a certain amount of money to go around. We're going to have to cut people's hours or maybe we'll even have to fire people. Well, in the loving kindness that a boss has for their employees, not always, but most of the time, the idea is I don't want to fire two people. I'd rather have everybody reduce a little bit, but at least you got a job. And the boss's point is I'm doing the best for you that I can under the circumstances, see? All right, we talked about too scared to have children. Women go on a birth strike, writes Joe Kovacs of WND.com. Why are they scared to have children? Because the mainstream press has constantly told you the sky is falling. It's Chicken Little time. You know what? The economy is just horrible. There's too many people on the planet. Zero population is the answer. My friends, they lie. And they literally run around and tell you how awful things are. I mean, climate change is going to destroy this country. You shouldn't be able to eat meat. You shouldn't be able to take a plane. You shouldn't be able to drive a car. You shouldn't. You know, and they ratchet everybody down to the point where they've got women who are indoctrinated in government school and communistic philosophies for so long now that women are literally afraid to have children. It's amazing. It's sad. And I'll give you an example of one of these extreme feminist women that are just clueless on reality. Not only are they afraid to have children, I'd be afraid to avoid God's commandment to multiply and replenish the earth personally, but who am I, right? But Ocasio-Cortez, this lady here, she gets so much coverage, but she responds to the mosque shootings even. She says, what good are your thoughts and prayers? Imagine somebody who thinks that little of God. Donald Trump, on the other hand, says, God bless all victims of the New Zealand massacres. And then we also documented that a framed photo of the Lord's Prayer stopped the bullet that was fired into a home. Okay? So that just kind of goes to show, wow, they say Donald Trump attacks everybody and he's so divisionary. But in this case, it's AOC that's what good's God going to do? Well, I humbly, but boldly, nobly, and independently testify that God lives, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, and he is the author of the universe. He is the author of our liberty. And as Ben Franklin said, hey, a sparrow can't fall without his notice. Can a nation rise without his aid? No. Could a nation survive without his aid? No. And so we need to turn to God and keep his commandments if we want to be blessed and protected. What good are the thoughts and prayers? A lot of good. They can bring peace and comfort and a reliance on the atonement of Christ. And we know that God is over all and he is infinitely merciful and he is infinitely just. And how those two are merged in the great atonement of the Savior Jesus Christ, I don't know that I can even explain the details. Some of these things are not finite, like my understanding is. Some of these things are infinite. And it's hard to even understand what that means. But nevertheless, I take faith in and gratitude for the atonement of Jesus Christ. He died and he was resurrected, and he lives again. He did raise the temple, meaning his body, in 3 days. He is an eternal being, and he does live. And he's given us counsel to follow him. Right? Pick up that cross and come follow me. And then he says, you know what? If you keep my commandments, if you turn to me and repent, he says in the Old Testament, then I will protect you and heal your land. That's what he tells us, folks. This is very simple. I'm not here to just wax religious on everybody, but I am here to point out the fundamental truth that made America great. It was a reliance on God. It was faith in God. And it was a willingness to obey God, right? Fundamental truths. This reality check is different from any government that I know of that preceded the United States, at least that we have historically documented. And it's important that we understand these principles, because if we want to make America great again, it isn't going to be done in the battle of politics. It isn't going to be accomplished in the me proving I'm right and you're wrong, or you proving you're right and I'm wrong, or both of us being wrong together. It isn't going to be the road paved to heck with good intentions. It isn't going to be, okay, all these trite sayings and divisions and partisan divides and political rancor and arguing and fighting and one-upmanships and all these. That isn't the answer, folks. It never has been and never will be. I've been asking for and calling for and encouraging a clarion call for civility for quite some time. We can agree to disagree agreeably, can't we? Can we agree on that or no? See? But the real rub is this. It's a moral question. Okay, it starts with the Ten Commandments of God. And if we can't live those basic fundamentals, we are in trouble, folks. Because our founding fathers said, you have a republic if you can keep it. What do they mean? You know what? Like de Tocqueville said, America's great because America's good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. He directly pointed to the moral reality check that I'm pointing to, which is we need to be a good, honest, moral people, full of understanding and patience and kindness and forgiveness and agree to disagree and respect for free speech and free right of self-defense and so on. But it all starts with being good people. We need to seek for good, honest, wise men and women as our servants, not as our politicians, but as our servants, as our statesmen, who with fidelity carry out their sacred responsibility to protect the freest country on the face of the earth. They need to be bold defenders of God, family, and country. They need to be incredible protectors of life, liberty, and property. And if they are not good, honest, wise, and if they don't promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property, they ought not be there. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not about climate change. It's not about minimum wage. It's not about partisan politics. It's not about who's right. It's about what's right. It's about the moral imperative for we the people to stand on God's side and to keep the Ten Commandments and then the two great commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. If we can't handle those 12 guidelines, right? Love the Lord thy God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Treat people like we're the children of God, regardless of race and gender and everything else. Be kind and considerate to one another. Behave as you would want others to behave to you. Understand that my rights end where yours begin. Understand the redneck style of these great 12 points. Don't hurt me. Don't take my stuff, right? Okay, we can live under these guidelines as self-governed individuals, and there's not really a need for too much government at all. But when the people run amok, when the people turn their back on God, when the people reject this moral imperative that I speak of, we do so at our peril. That was Saturday's broadcast. I better speed up the talk, huh? You think I can talk any faster? I doubt it. I'll try to cover the ground quicker, though. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. This is the Week in Review. News the networks refuse to use from LibertyRoundtable.com at your fingertips.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, as he landed at Palm Beach International Airport, President Trump showed reporters a map that indicated ISIS was on the verge of total defeat in Syria.
There's ISIS, and that's what we have right now, as of last night.
Hours later, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces did announce that ISIS had indeed lost its final bit of territory in Syria. Despite the loss of territory, though, ISIS is still regarded as a major security threat in that region, as well as worldwide. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his probe into possible Russian interference in the 2016 election and has submitted that report to the Attorney General William Barr, who's told lawmakers he may be able to inform them of the principal conclusions in the report as soon as this weekend. Democrats want it to be released in its entirety. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Not good news for residents of the central and southern U.S. More historic flooding's expected.
More lives and property will be threatened by rising water levels into April. Alex Sosnowski of AccuWeather tells us melting snow coupled with heavy rains in the Tennessee Valley and in parts of the Ohio Valley will create another surge of floodwaters.
We still have a lot of snow on the ground up in the northern plains in the upper Midwest, and part of that is the headwaters of the Mississippi. Probably going to get more rainstorms that swing through part of that area moving forward over the next 6 weeks.
I'm John Clemens.
A survivor of the Parkland, Florida high school shootings has died of an apparent suicide last weekend. 19-year-old Sydney Aiello, the recent grad of the school, taking her own life, according to her mother. She was close friends with shooting victim Meadow Pollock and felt survivor's guilt from the attack, and her mother says she was struggling with college because of her fear of being in the classroom. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sam Bushman. This is news the networks refuse to use. All right, so that was Saturday's broadcast recap. On Monday, we talked to our buddy Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job. We talked about teaching activism at American Heritage School, one of the greatest schools on the planet, by the way, in American Fork, Utah, a private school. They take no government funding of any kind. Wow, I was at a dance festival at the school yesterday. Just tremendous. Tremendous work. No government funding, folks. Anyway, great stuff, great people, great work. Wow. We did a wrap-up of the Utah's 2019 legislative session, and it was disaster. Well over 500 bills, meaning new regulations and laws, passed. I highlighted this reality check of, you know what, if you obey the Ten Commandments and the great two commandments, 12 guidelines from God, and a self-governed people don't need a whole lot of government. But you know what, in the 2019 legislative session, in only one of the 50 states, over 500 new regulatory realities passed. Some good, most bad. Yeah, some good, most bad. Just a disastrous legislative session. They even backed or promoted a CONCON, a constitutional convention, suggesting the Constitution doesn't work anymore. And it's true. If you don't obey it, it doesn't work. But again, it's a moral issue. Good, moral people obey the supreme law of our land. And if you're going to not obey those things and not obey the 500-plus new regulatory laws put on the books just this legislative session in only one of the 50 states, not even to mention the federal side of things, wow, you know what? You're not going to obey the next 50,000 commandments from government either. The battle is God versus government, which you are going to obey. The 12 guidelines I set forth, God laid out for us, for liberty-loving people, and then telling us if we're moral and if we repent, and if we keep his commandments, that he'll protect us and heal our land, versus the what? Who knows how many government commandments there really are? And the more we make, the less we obey, huh? Sounds like a road to disaster, doesn't it? We talked about Dennis Prager, a well-known Christian talk show host, comes to Utah, and he spoke at the Lincoln Day Dinner in Utah County, Utah, and pretty interesting. Good job, Dennis Prager. He's a little too Republican for me. I don't believe in either party. I'm not into partisan politics. I'm into good versus evil, right versus wrong, moral versus immoral, right? I'm that kind of guy. I don't believe in parties. I believe parties are a destructive factor in our nation. If you don't believe it, George Washington viewed it the same, just so you know. We talked about the Utah Republican Party Central Committee censures the chair. I guess he was involved in some shenanigans, and they got sick of it. A censure, though, is a slap on the wrist, sad to say. But I guess the chair's not even seeking re-election next term. He says it's just too crazy. So time will tell on that. We shall keep an eye on the ball just for you. You say, Sam, why all the focus on Utah when you're a nationally syndicated broadcast? The answer is simple, because we believe what happens in Utah is happening all across the country. The principles are the same, right? Anyway, so we talked about last week in Congress. We talked about the war against Venezuela is a war against us all. I kid you not. That was our one on Monday. Second hour on Monday, by the way, we ought to just stay out of Venezuela. It is a disaster. It is a snake pit of confusion. You never know which side is which. You never know who's your friend. You want socialist A, socialist B, communist C. What would you like to choose? And my response is, no, thank you. We'll avoid the foreign entanglements like our founding fathers warned. And what we'll do is give you a copy of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. And if there's backers of that, private people can fund and help and support and encourage a return to, in some cases, or in this case, a move towards constitutional principles based on God's law, not on government edicts, huh? All right, second hour on Monday, we had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley. He's got one of the best homeschool curriculums in the world called To Preserve the Nation. It's a book and a DVD video series, tremendous, tremendous education on the supreme law of the land and on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'm just tremendous. It's called To Preserve the Nation. You want to get a copy? You want to learn more? FreedomsRisingSun.com is Scott's website. That's FreedomsRisingSun.com. By the way, Scott has weekly webinars as well. It's he doubles down on a topic of education, and then he opens it up to a big old Q&A. You can ask him anything you want. And believe it or not, this has tremendous feedback in this video series, these webinars that Scott does. You can literally email him and get a hold of him and say, hey, I really am wondering about this or that. And he'll research and study, put together a presentation, and deliver in one of the next webinars. I mean, it is a tremendous feedback loop educational opportunity that's free at freedomsrisingsun.com. We talked about an urgent national call to action. By who? The Oath Keepers. Oathkeepers.org. What are they doing? They're assisting flood disaster relief in Nebraska. Doing a phenomenal job. This just shows you that we don't need government to do everything. With the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and many other good organizations, you don't need government. We can handle this in the private sector. It's more efficient. It's quicker. We spend less. We respond quicker. I mean, it's amazing stuff. Anyway, good for Oath Keepers. They basically have on their website, hey, however you fit in, would love your support. If you just got a couple of bucks, please donate. We're headed to help people with the flooding, the tremendous flooding happening in the Midwest, et cetera. And if you can come, we'd love it. We need medics. We need people that can work. We need people with vehicles. We need drivers. We need food. We need medical supplies. We need tools. We got a lot of work to do, and we're here to help. And wow, good for the Oath Keepers. Oathkeepers.org. I support them without reservation, wholeheartedly. I got to get a hold of Stuart Rhodes and have him back on the radio. I just know that he's so busy, I hate to bug him. But I want to get an update on what's happening and what we can do to help with the cause more. We talked about Donald Trump Jr. defending Chelsea Clinton. I know it's a weird, strange deal, but it's true. Donald Trump Jr. defending Chelsea Clinton after students blamed Chelsea Clinton for Christchurch shooting. Why? I guess they didn't like her speech. Well, ladies and gentlemen, free speech doesn't equate to murder. There's a big difference between saying things and believing things and articulating your views on things versus somebody taking that to the extreme and murdering people. Do not equate the two, is Don Jr.'s point. And believe it or not, I defend Don Jr. and Chelsea Clinton on this one. Look, let's be all fair in love and war. Let's be clear. It isn't about picking sides and picking friends. It's about principle. And Chelsea's right. She has every right to her free speech. Even if I disagree with her speech, I'm going to back her right to say it. Same with Donald Trump Jr. And that does not equate to anybody's murder of any kind ever. And it never will. Did Fox News shut down justice with Jeanine? Yeah, we're talking about Judge Jeanine, folks. Trump tells Fox to bring back Jeanine Pirro. It's an epic battle. She basically said, hey, we got to talk about these things. Can you wear a hijab and back the Muslim viewpoint and defend the U.S. Constitution at the same time? Those are fair, open questions. They literally shut her down over her free speech. They said, there's no place for your views. There's no place for your comments here whatsoever. You're gone. What a sad tale to tell, folks. Wow. NBA players now are wearing shirts denouncing racism. Well, we all denounce racism, folks. But what is racism? When does racism begin and free speech end? Or when does free speech begin and racism end? The problem is with Jeanine Pirro, and the problem is with this lady wearing the hijab in Congress, and where does free speech begin and end, and where does racism begin and end, and where does allegiances matter, right? Judge, sad to say, halts Kentucky fetal heartbeat abortion ban. Yeah, when the heart starts beating and you can detect it, no abortion, it's life. Says a lot of states, including Kentucky. But you know what? Many states have been shut down by these robed thug judges that ought to be impeached. Judges aren't there for life like you believe, folks. They're for there for life, but upon good behavior. When you basically halt an abortion ban and you say we're going to murder babies even though they've got a heartbeat, hey, man, that's serious, serious stuff, folks. Our prayers are with Kentucky. We hope the judge gets impeached, and I guess Mississippi doing a great job passing similar legislative reality. Fetal heartbeat abortion ban. Good for Kentucky. Good for the rejection of late-term abortions. I wish we could even go further and get rid of all murderous intent of the pro-death crowd. But hey, got to start somewhere, and good for these states taking the lead. That's for sure. We talked about Kamala Harris, right? She says Mike Pence refusing to meet women alone is outrageous. Now, I disagree. I think Mike Pence is wise. And it's the Christian way not to meet women alone. Mike Pence is just saying, hey, I don't want any allegations made against me that are wrong. And I don't want to be in a position where I'm having to defend myself. And I furthermore don't want to be in a position that puts me in jeopardy for any reason. I commend Mike Pence for his stance. 2020, Beto O'Rourke raises $6.1 million in 24 hours. Wow. It's a lot of money, but Ron Paul did that. No one gave him credit for it. But now that Beto's done it, everybody thinks it's big stuff. Wow, there you go. The difference in the double standard, huh? We also talked about Al Gore says 99% of scientists agree with me, meaning Al Gore on climate change. Do you believe that? I think Al's lying. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot to cover, little time. This is hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. Bernie 2020. You want Bernie Sanders for president? Wow, socialist, publicly so. What a shame. Look, doesn't the socialist come from the Nazi Party? Wasn't that the National Socialist Party? How is Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez and some of these other people different from the Nazis? They want to say, well, wait a minute, the Nazis were far-right murderers. The Democrats are what, far-left baby killers? They're all one of the same to me. None of them stand for the supreme law of our land, the Constitution for the United States of America. None of them stand for a constitutional republic based on moral law and God's guidance. Right? All right, so Bernie 2020 becomes first presidential campaign in history to unionize. Whatever the heck that is, it's disaster. But there you have it. They believe in forced unionism, huh? All right, that was Monday's broadcast. So far, we've only covered 2 days' broadcast of news. On Tuesday, we talked about a Mexican murder fugitive arrested with a migrant group at the border, proving Donald's right. 19 corpses in trash bags dumped in a Mexican canal. Arizona police say feds seize 45,000 fentanyl pills in two drug running operations. Study lists Tijuana as the world murder capital of the world in 2018. Wow. Third Mexican journalist murdered in 2019 alone already. What? Not even three complete months into the year? And already three Mexican journalists murdered? All right. There you have it. The border leaks like a sieve and the border is a disaster zone. Donald's right. Congress is wrong. But Congress continues to control the purse strings. And based on separation of powers, we've got to somehow come to Jesus on this, if you will. We got to get together and work it out. No better way for Donald to do that than to highlight the reality on the border. So far, Donald has failed to do that. Ann Coulter boldly speaking out and saying, Donald, show me where you're building the wall. I'll take the coordinates and I'll go down there and throw a big old party and celebrate your success. But until then, Donald, you're lying. Well, I have a hard time disagreeing with all that reality check. Teen smashes egg on Australian lawmaker's head who blamed the New Zealand shootings on immigration. Wow. Hey, the New Zealand shootings are just simply pure murder and pure evil, just like every other non-defense shooting. It's murder, folks. It's got to stop. Former abortionist comes clean and says mother's health exception is a total sham. Boy, howdy is that come to the truth, doctor telling the truth. Did you hear me? Former abortionist, mother's health exceptions are a total sham. Amen. The Lord will get me to the right place. Mike Pompeo pushes for a future Kansas run. You want Pompeo in Kansas running for more government? I don't. Pompeo, I think you got to be out, buddy. Newlyweds, believe it or not, are now going on a separate honeymoon. So what do? You get married. Then he goes on his honeymoon, like sports or whatever. Hardcore outdoor stuff. She goes on her own honeymoon. That's disaster for marriage, folks. You got to celebrate your love with one another and your desire to spend time together. Remember, God said the two shall become one flesh, right? It doesn't mean go on separate honeymoons. I'm telling you, it's disaster and it's selfish. What a sad tale to tell, huh? A woman got sucked into her parents' grave and she sued the cemetery. She said it's terrifying and traumatizing. Well, I agree it might be terrifying and traumatizing, but it's the earth, folks. It was a sinkhole in Alabama. It isn't something where the cemetery ought to be sued. What a world we live in. It's like spilling coffee on your lap and blaming it on McDonald's. Remember that? Boomtown, they call it. Okay, we're talking about Washington District of Criminals here. They issue more than 2.7 million traffic tickets, collecting $330 million for government. This is where the Declaration of Independence says they're eating out our substance. They've got to stop. Are they really police officers keeping the peace? Are they tax collectors for the out-of-control, belligerent, never-ending government, huh? I support the proper role of constitutional government, ladies and gentlemen. I reject rogue agents in government every time. How about you? Court now says state can ban sale of aborted babies. That's great news. I guess after the undercover videos exposed the bartering in baby parts, and the court said, hey, states can ban that stuff. Good. It's not perfect. We got a long way to go, but it is a start and good for those states that are battling for the right to stop the trafficking in baby parts, huh? Forget purity, quote, become a slut. That's a WorldNet daily story talking about how they're teaching women to just jettison all moral guidance, all moral compass issues, saying that a woman can do whatever she wants to and there's no consequences, there's no shame and dishonesty and immorality. There is, folks. This is where I'm telling you. The American people have become an immoral people. And if we're going to become immoral and we expect to be free and safe, good luck with that disastrous lie. You will never be immoral and be free, folks. Morality, as I've mentioned this whole broadcast long, is the issue, is the key. We talked about the new reality, why the left is blaming Donald Trump and the white people for the New Zealand shooting. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson writes this article, does a phenomenal job. He says, look, there's no such thing as racism. There's no such thing as all these isms. The bottom line is it's good versus evil, and pure evil caused that shooting. And he's right. And don't blame the good guys. Don't call good evil and evil good. Don't do it. Stand for the truth. Stand for God. Stand for the family. Stand for that fathers need to be at the head of their homes. Donald Trump dismisses, I'm sorry, Donald Trump judge, his dismissal of a social media case is political, writes Larry Klayman. Amen. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rebuffs government in Bundy case. And I'm glad because the Bundys are free now and at home. I'm grateful for that. But I would also say Larry Klayman's right. They're dismissing this case so they don't have to go through the reality of how evil government has really been and how dishonest and immoral and hostile and violent the government's really been in the Ammon Bundy, Cliven Bundy, Ryan Bundy case and others. The judge is really trying to head this off, bottle it up, and not let you see how egregious and abusive and hostile and hate-filled the government really is on this. And when I say the government, let's be clear, I'm not talking about the constitutional government, the good guys, your neighbors. I'm talking about the criminals that run the enterprise, the rogue agents that have taken America and rebuilt her into something we don't even recognize, folks. Donna Brazel, she's the former Democratic National Committee chair. She accused the DNC of rigging the primary elections in 2016 in the favor of Hillary Clinton. Well, now she's a contributor to Fox News. What do you think of that? We talked about fewer millennials are buying cars and homes because they just can't afford it. 40% of Americans make less than $15 an hour. 40% of Americans can't even afford a $400 expense, even if it was for health care or for their car or home to fix it. 15% of Americans make minimum wage, folks. We got a two America situation here. You got the rich and the poor. The middle class is being absolutely hollowed out as we reject constitutional principles and embrace principles of socialism and immorality at every turn. Look, the Constitution and the free market promotes the middle class. Socialism and the redistribution of wealth and these principles that we're embracing today, out of control regulation and more, they hollow out the middle class. Now you got the rich and the poor. 15% of Americans make minimum wage. 40+% of Americans make $15 an hour or less. Can you imagine that kind of stuff? I'm not downing those hard workers. I'm just saying, what a shame in America. When you embrace the wrong principles, you get the wrong answer every time. Jay Leno says electric cars are the future. USA Today, he's off his rocker. Take away all the subsidization and the regulation, and no one will buy an electric car ever until they build a better mousetrap to your door, folks. But when it's manipulated, he's probably right. It is the future. But it's not based on electric cars being the solution. It's based on government manipulation and regulation. We talked about Elizabeth Warren. She's calling for an end to the Electoral College, and she wants to remove Confederate statues. Hey, the Electoral College is a blessing. Remember, the Electoral College and the popular vote don't back one or the other. Support them both. It is a check and balance that every time we walk away from the checks and balances the founders put in place, we create disaster, folks. Don't fall for the lie. We support the popular vote and the Electoral College. They both create an incredible check and balance that keeps this republic together. We talked about Colorado joins effort to elect presidents by popular vote. That's disaster. They want to go around the Electoral College. Don't do it, folks. We talked about Taco Bell hot sauce saved another life. That's kind of a fun, interesting story. I'll tell you that right now. So we covered that. On Thursday, we had our guests on. This was an incredible two-hour show. Lisa Lacapera, Daphne Tachover, Marilyn Martin, and Stephanie Austin. And I'm telling you, these four ladies talked about wireless radiation and 5G, and they gave us some websites, weartheevidence.org and whatis5g.info. Incredible information. And we talked about why the lack of information, why the news blackout on this radiation stuff. What do you know about the Frey, F-R-E-Y, Frey effect, huh? What is 5G? Quote, the Internet of Things. Why we should be worried about it. We talked about this for 2 hours long. We talked about all cell towers emit radio frequencies or RF radiation. This is what makes them dangerous. And plans to transition to 5G is already underway around the world, and it will be disaster. Soon every city will be retrofitted with this technology. And we need to understand that RF radiation, how close the source is to our physical body, is more important than even the power level, the wattage of the radiation. And right now, 5G is going to get it closer and more powerful and higher frequencies than ever before. And it is wreaking havoc on people's health, folks. It really is. Anyway, second hour, we had these continued guests. And how close the source of the radiation is to your body really does matter. We talked about 5G will be the worst of both worlds. We'll have more sources around us and closer to us. And man, it is disaster. And they'll be more powerful with continuous emissions than you can imagine. Now you say, well, Sam, what are you, an anti-technology guy? No, I make my living in tech. The point that we have is there are better ways to do research and there are better ways to go about this than that. We talked about the history of the FCC guidelines, the RF guidelines, and what they do and what they do not protect us from. We talked about why complying with the current FCC RF emission guidelines does not mean that it's safe. We talked about what the FCC and the FDA has done since their issuance of these guidelines back in 96. They're completely antiquated. What can we do about it? There's a lot we can do. Listen to the broadcast on Thursday. It is available at libertyroundtable.com for details. All right, on Friday, we had our guest on, Brian Russ, RussCoinAndGift.com. It was our Honest Money Report, and we talked about the Fed left its key interest rate unchanged. Projected note rate hike increases for 2019. They're manipulating at every turn, folks. We need to get rid of the Federal Reserve and dishonest money. We talked about investing in rhodium, the world's most expensive metal. That's kind of interesting to learn about rhodium. We talked about President Trump has changed his mind on the importance of the Electoral College. The bottom line is we need both the popular vote and the Electoral College. Don't let people decide or deceive you into being on one side or the other. We also talked about Google unveiled a video game streaming platform called Stadia. Google wants to upend the gaming industry. We talked about the National Enquirer reportedly paid girlfriend's brother $200,000 for the private Jeff Bezos sex texts. Wow. Have you seen the movie Unconquered? You ought to watch it. Kurt says it's a great movie. Why did Kamala Harris let Herbalife off the hook? Well, because she was compromised. Representative Steve King does a great job. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby must be protected. Boy, howdy, is he right. Wow, I can't even get to all the news the networks refuse to use in a single hour. We'll finish it up next hour, along with all kinds of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, all right? LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.